Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes! Brandon Bing and I am Rapport's Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. He's back. On today's episode, he is back. The greatest stick man of all time is back. And he's single, ready to mingle. Leonardo DiCaprio has broken up with his 25-year-old girlfriend, and he is back on them streets. Plus, the young shooter got the monster, and he is not joining us to break down the top 10 sickest documentaries ever. I break that down and break his balls, plus a monster trade in the NBA that, of course, didn't involve the New York Knicks. All that and more in a fantastic, hard-hitting, fully disruptive I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper, but most importantly, start this motherfucking I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Yes, yes. Have no fear, the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast is here. Name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, hiya, a.k.a. Mr. New York. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from Los Angeles, California. Dream of Californication. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves. Hope everybody's been having a good week. Hope everybody's been having a productive first few days of September. I know Miles is like, what the fuck? Because the air conditioner just cut on in the hotel room I'm staying at. Wishing everybody a safe, relaxing Labor Day weekend, heading into Labor Day. But I am in a hotel in Los Angeles, California, and Miles Davis of the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers production team extraordinaires, they bring you that stereo sound, that I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast sound that you've all gotten accustomed to, and the air conditioner just cut on, and he does not like that. You guys probably didn't notice it, but Miles is like banging his fucking head against the wall. Anyway, shout out to few people who came to the shows in L.A. I was doing some shows in L.A. First off, at the Improv, my girl who was sitting in the front row, I believe with her boyfriend, said she was Ashkenazi. She spoke the code words. I gave her a little pound when I was on stage. Mother dude who I met. There was a few people that came to the shows, and I got to meet who came because I mentioned the shows on the podcast. I hope I got a chance to meet everybody, and I really appreciate it. I always appreciate the support. I really fucking do appreciate the support. When you guys come out, it means so much to me, and I always try to give everybody the time to let them know that. I'm actually doing shows this week, this coming week. I'm back on the road doing fully disruptive shows. I'm doing shows in Atlanta. The 8th, 9th, and 10th, I am doing shows in Atlanta at the Atlanta Comedy Theater, Hotlanta, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then I am doing shows in Magoobies at Magoobies, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. The 15th, 16th, and 17th. So the 8th, 9th, and 10th in Atlanta, the 15th, 16th, and 17th in Baltimore. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. Come see me disrupt live, full disruption. But like I said, anybody who comes to the shows, all you got to do is say, what up, Duke, Mike Rapp, Dingo, Gringo Man Dingo, Disruptive Warrior, any of that I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast lingo. And I'll do my best to say what's up. I am currently suspended in the DMs. I have no idea why I'm suspended in my DMs. I woke up one morning and was suspended in my DMs for 7 days. Of course, I blamed the young shooter, Dean Collins. And you're probably saying, Mike Rapp, it's a Friday I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Where's the part-time co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast? The part-time, sometime co-host, the young shooter. Where the fuck is he? And I'll get to that. But I have no idea. I haven't shame-gamed anybody. I have no idea why I was suspended from responding to DMs. So I get your DMs. I just can't respond back, which sucks. It's frustrating because people will send me shit. People will ask me questions. And now I'm shut down for 7 days. It's probably 5 more days. I'm used to it. I do that fucking standing on my head. They don't even explain why. But I do that standing on my fucking head. It's nothing. It's nothing to me. Literally, can't stop the bum rush. So if you DM me for the next few days and I don't respond, don't take it personal. Unlike Gangstar's Take It Personal. Great song by Gangstar. What a fucking group. DJ Premier, Guru. What a fucking duo. What a run. Those guys had, damn it, they were good. I mean, really, really, really good for a really long time. Very consistent. They have banger after banger after banger. They somehow, some way, they get overlooked. I don't think they're considered like a, it's weird when it's a DJ and a rapper. Sometimes they're like, is it a group? That's a group because DJ Premier is not just the DJ. He's a fucking ridiculous producer. And of course, Guru with just his unique flow and his just, his love of hip-hop and emceeing and being a great MC and striving to be a great MC. And that duo was incredible, Gangstar. Shout out to both of those guys. Premier, obviously, was a great, one of our best episodes. DJ Premier on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast was an incredible episode. If you didn't listen to it, go into the archives. He broke down the making of 10 Crack Commandments. He broke down the making of working with Jay-Z, working with Nas, and he did it in such an articulate way. You really feel like you were in the moment. And I know I was hyped talking to Premier. That's an excellent old I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Excellent, excellent episode with Premier. Back to the young shooter, the part-time, sometime co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. So this fucking guy, I'm in Los Angeles. I get here a couple of days ago. I see this guy. We go to sushi lunch. Not a fancy sushi lunch, just a regular sushi lunch. And at the sushi lunch, he's not complaining about feeling any kind of way. Now, remember, he went to his concert. This guy's with a cast on his foot. He went to his concert with his friends. They were wheelchairing him around. He had his scooter, handicapped parking pass. Went to 2 days, saw the Stroke, saw this one, saw that one. Meets me to go get sushi lunch. Do a couple errands, hang out, bop, 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 bop. Later on in the day, we go to do comedy. He starts telling me, oh, I got a headache. I'm not feeling good. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck is you talking about? You got a headache. You ain't feeling good. Take a couple Advil. He's like, no, I don't feel good. I was like, all right. Next day, he wakes up. Yo, I feel like shit. I think I got COVID. I was like, you fuck. He hasn't had COVID yet, the young shooter. He hasn't had COVID. He hasn't had coronavirus. He hasn't had Omicron, Delta. What do they have? The Wu or the Move? They had all variations. He hasn't had monkeypox, tomato pox. By the way, I've mentioned, I got a DM from somebody who said, why do you keep saying tomato pox? Look it up. Huh? Look it up. Look up why I keep saying tomato pox. That's the next thing. It's the next big thing. It's the next big craze is fucking tomato pox. I don't know why I'm the only one who saw or read about tomato pox. That's the next big thing they're trying to throw at us. Anyway, young shooter hits me later on in the day with a picture of a COVID test. Motherfucker's positive. The young shooter, Deuce Pacino, has coronavirus. Fucked up my entire week in LA because we had all kinds of things planned. Obviously, today was supposed to be the episode where we broke down the, probably was going to be the 20, or we'd probably double up. There was going to be some overlapping. The sickest fucking documentaries of all time. We were going to do the top 10, our lists of the top 10 sick fuck documentaries of all time. Part one, because I know it was going to go into part two. And thank you guys for sending me all your suggestions. I've gotten them all. Some of you I didn't respond to because obviously I'm suspended in the DMs. But that was going to be a great episode we were going to record today. Obviously, we're going to do that episode at a later date, no doubt. Because I was geared up. The shooter was geared up. You, the fans, were geared up. Everybody was geared up. So we'll do that on the next episode with the young shooter who should be ripe and ready to go in a couple of days. He's also going to be coming to the end of this big foot surgery, getting the plates and the screws and the metal taken out of his foot. This guy's got a lot of fucking problems. But nonetheless, the young shooter, a.k.a. the young scooter, has coronavirus, so that's why he couldn't make it to today's podcast. Although, I podcasted when I had fucking coronavirus. Okay? I probably had a fucking pneumonia when I had coronavirus, for all I know. Who the fuck knows? But he'll be back next week, and we will do that episode, which is going to be an epic, fantastic, iconic, very informative top 10, my top 10 sick fuck documentaries of all time, and his top 10 sick fuck documentaries of all time. And please continue to send me your suggestions. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you didn't listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast last week, why? But basically, we are breaking down what we find to be the most unsettling, uncomfortable, just bothersome documentaries of all time. For instance, I'm sure it's going to make his top 10 list. It's definitely going to make my top 10 list. One of my favorite sick fucking documentaries of all time, Don't Fuck With Cats. That was an incredible... What a great documentary that was across the board. And let me tell you something. I've made documentaries. I've never made a crime documentary, but documentaries are hard. I can't imagine how hard a crime documentary must be to make, just on the soul, but let alone, you know, putting it together. And, you know, some of these, they're like actually solving crimes, you know, in real time, like making of a murderer. You know, it goes on, you know, for years and years and years. I don't know if that'll make my top 10. I'm not going to divulge my list. But Don't Fuck With Cats. If you have not seen that on Netflix, watch it. I'm telling you right now, it is not for the meek of heart. It is very disturbing on a lot of levels. But it's, you know, there's sick people out here. There's sick people out here, and they should be documented, and they should be brought to the forefront of society. Because let me tell you something. There's sick people. Listen, I spend the majority of my time in New York, and I spent... past tense, the majority of my time in Los Angeles. You want to talk about sick fucks? Walk around Los Angeles. Walk around New York. New York too, my city, the greatest city on earth. But speaking of Los Angeles first in this conversation, the homelessness out here is so bad and so offensive and so out of control. It's all over the place. And we were not talking about people that are down on the luck. We're talking about people that are either mentally ill. We're talking about people that are on drugs. We're talking about a combination of mentally ill and on drugs. I don't know. But when you drive around, I'm talking about in Beverly Hills, adjacent, right over there on San Vicente, on La Cienega Boulevard by the Beverly Center. There's encampments all over the fucking place. Hollywood, Silver Lake. It's disgusting. And people could act like it's not there. People could act like it doesn't bother you. Either it bothers you emotionally on a soulful level, or it bothers you because you're scared to walk, scared to drive and pull up to a green light around these a red light around these motherfuckers. And it's happening in New York City. My wife was telling me today, she goes, I was coming home, and I noticed it the other day, but I thought it was a blackout. And I didn't say anything. I'm talking about on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Manhattan. Mayor Adams, you fuck. I'm coming after you, Mayor Adams. There's no lights. There's no lights. They shut the lights at a certain time in... I'm going to do a video. I'm going to show you guys. They turn the street lights out. Because the other day I was walking, I was like, it's fucking dark out here. And then since I've been in Los Angeles, my wife was like, yo, I was coming home. She's on Madison Avenue somewhere, walking the Upper East Side. And she called an Uber because it was pitch black. And the dude at the restaurant said to her, ma'am, I suggest you take an Uber. It's not safe. On the Upper East Side of Manhattan. You got videos of people over there near Central Park grabbing women, homeless people grabbing women. We see the videos of homeless people just snuffing dudes, punching dudes from behind, punching dudes out of nowhere. Like, that shit is dope. I don't know if it's mental illness. I don't know if it's drugs. Personally, I don't give a fuck. Either give these people the help that they need and get them the fuck off the streets, or just get them the fuck off the streets. Because when my wife, who's not a punk, who's not a pussy, who grew up, you know, around a lot of shit, is telling me she feels unsafe walking home on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, it's a problem for me. And other women are starting to talk about that too in Manhattan. So God only knows what it's like in other parts of the city. Lower East Side and in the boroughs, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, even that hellhole Staten Island. But I'm going to do a video. I'm going to show you guys what it is. And it wasn't a blackout. They turned the fucking lights off. I don't know if it's a power thing to conserve energy. I don't give a fuck what it is, but you should be able to feel safe in Manhattan, the greatest city in the world, New York City, walking home. You shouldn't have to take an Uber 8 blocks because it's pitch fucking blackout and there's homeless people coming out of the cracks and crevices on your walk home on a beautiful midsummer night. It's not good. It's not dope. It's nothing to be proud of. And I'm a proud New Yorker. What else went down on this trip to Los Angeles? Oh. Now I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I can't divulge any details, okay? But I did the Wheel of Fortune, the Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, and it's airing sometime in October or November. When I get the date, obviously I'll make sure all you guys can watch me on the Celebrity Wheel of Fortune with my man Pistol Pat Sajak and Vanna White. And like I said, I can't divulge any of the details, but let me just tell you something. Hashtag it went well. And I'm not talking about winning or losing. I'm just talking about having a good time, putting on a good show, and playing for charity, okay? Competing for charity. I went out there, yours truly, the disruptive warrior, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the raging bullshitter, in full I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fashion. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm allowed to say. I will let you know the date. I will let you know the time it airs. And I'm just saying, I think I might have made game show history. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say. But you guys, as listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, as proud listeners, you're going to be proud of the raging bullshitter. You're going to be proud of the Gringo Mandingo. The Gringo Mandingo went out there and did the damn thing. We had a real good time. Oh, yeah. A really, really good time. Like I said, I don't know when it's going to air. It's airing in the next, I don't know when, soon. I believe it's coming up. Time flies, man. Time fucking flies. We're in September. Summer's over. It's Labor Day weekend. So do not worry. My episodes of Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, Wheel of Fortune, They're coming up soon, and you guys are going to be like, oh, shit, Mike Rapp, you really did the damn thing. Also had fantasy football drafts, dominated both drafts, really happy with the turnout, the way it turned out for both drafts. Stern Show draft, annihilated those pigs, annihilated that gorilla, baba booey, fa-fa-fooey, had my money league draft focused. And next week, next fucking week, Thursday, while I'm performing at the Atlanta Comedy Club on the 8th, the NFL season kicks off Thursday the 8th. And then, of course, on the 11th, full slate of games. I cannot wait. My teams are set. Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. History of Violence, a.k.a. There Will Be Blood. Prepared, prepped to dominate both leagues. I want to win both of my fantasy football leagues in dramatic, shit-talking fashion. I want to dominate in dramatic, shit-talking, high-voltage fashion this year. I'm really, really not trying to settle for anything less but domination across the board. And speaking of the D word, domination, talking about New York, one team that knows nothing about domination and knows nothing about the D word when it comes to Donovan Mitchell, friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, they fucked it up again. Only the Knicks. Shout out to my man DJ Moist. Only the Knicks would get jacked by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Only the Knicks would just find a way to make a big to-do about acquiring an all-star, a very, very good player, a class act like Donovan Mitchell, and somehow, someway, lose him to the Cleveland Cavaliers. A blockbuster trade went down in the NBA. Like I said, friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Donovan Spider Mitchell finally got traded. Not going to the New York Knicks, where I know he probably wanted to go. I'm sure he wanted to play for the Knicks. He's from New York. He's a class act. But no, he had to go to that fucking shitbox city that is Cleveland. No disrespect to the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast in Cleveland. Shit city, but great team. I'll say it again. Shit city, but great team. Again, no disrespect to the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast in Cleveland. Fuck you, DJ Moist. DJ Moist, a friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, friend in real life. Represents Cleveland all the time. Always popping shit to me. Anytime something good happens with Cleveland, which is rare. It's like a solar eclipse. It's like a shooting star. When things go good in Cleveland, it's like you got to make a big deal of it. Because it happens so rarely. But the Cleveland Cavaliers, they did surprise a lot of people last year. And we made a lot of money. A lot of money at Captain Picks, betting on them because the Cleveland Cavaliers got a nice team. CaptainPicks.com. Make your money with a group of champions collectively. CaptainPicks.com. We love betting on the Cash Cavs. That's what we were calling them. The Cash Cavs. Go to CaptainPicks.com. All NFL season, U.S. Open. Shout out to Serena Williams, who is still in the tournament as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Even though her and Venus got bumped in doubles, Serena's in the third round looking good. Can she pull off a minor miracle? That would be fucking insane. Honestly, I didn't think she was going to make it out of the first round. But she's Serena Williams. But the Cleveland Cavaliers, they were underestimated underdogs. But this year, they are not. Donovan Mitchell, to me, in my humble opinion, is one of the most underappreciated superstars in the league. Probably the most underappreciated superstar in the league. All-star and a fucking drop-dead killer on the offensive end. And now he's playing with Darius Garland. Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell are going to be must-see TV every single night in Cleveland, coming live and direct from Cleveland. Congratulations. That's that fucking backcourt. Darius Garland is nasty. He is fucking nasty. I saw him live versus the spitter, Kevin Durant. Kyrie Irving wasn't playing, which is weird. You know, this whole thing with Djokovic, the tennis player at the U.S. Open, they won't let him come in and play, but they let... It's just a fucking mess. But that's one of the most dynamic backcourts in the league now. Okay? They need to show up on the defensive end if they really, really, really want to compete for a title. But Double D, Darius Garland, and Donovan Mitchell are going to... They're going to be fun to watch. They gave up 3 draft picks, 2 draft swaps, which nobody knows who or what that will become. They also gave up Lauri Markkanen, the 7-foot Swedish small forward, who was a big part of Cleveland's success last year, playing alongside Evan Mobley, Jared Allen in the starting lineup. I'm telling you, yo, we were fucking with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm telling you. They were making us money. The cash Cavs is what we were calling. You're like, Mike Rapp, how do you know so much about the Cavs? We were fucking with them. They had a nice crew, so they gave up Lauri Markkanen. And obviously they were the 9th seed and they lost in the play-in game to Atlanta. So their front office felt like they needed to make a shakeup. So they got rid of the Kansas star, Ochi, how do you say his last name? Whatever his last name. Abahi, the Kansas kid who they drafted. And him and D. Mitch, they're kind of similar. They got a similar build, so I could see why Utah wanted him. And they also gave up Colin Sexton, who didn't play a game last season because he was injured. And he cleared the path for Darius Garland to become a fucking all-star point guard. So Utah signed him to a 4-year deal. Utah completely, they did a fire fucking sale. They retooled. They gave up D. Mitch, Rudy Gobert, plus Patrick Beverley. Now they're going to go back to being just a fucking hellhole over there. They got Mike Conley, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay, who's somehow still in the NBA, THT, Talen Horton Tucker from the Lakers. They got Malik Beasley, Markkanen, the rookie, who I can't pronounce his name, Akabahi. How many times am I going to mispronounce his name? And Sexton. I mean, it's not a bad team. They ain't making the playoffs in the West this season. And I would not be surprised if I see more trades coming out of Utah. The Cavs now have a big 3 of Darius Garland, Mobley, who's a motherfucker, and D. Mitch. They got a nice crew. They got a nice, lean, and mean crew. Plus, they got Jared Allen and my man Caris LeVert, who used to play for the Brooklyn Nets, who they just shipped him the fuck out of there. They also got Okoro, who's one of the best defenders in the league. And they also have Kevin Love, who's a winner and a vet who doesn't mind coming off the bench. And it's always good to have a little Kevin Love. They got Ricky Rubio when he's coming back from injury. Raul Neto, who also used to play for Utah. The Cleveland Cavaliers have a nice fucking basketball team. They got a bunch of role player guys. I mean, is this team good enough to make it out of the Eastern Conference? Probably not, but they're better than they were last year. They're better than they were yesterday, and anything could happen in the playoffs. They're definitely better than the Brooklyn Nets right now. There, I said it. The Cleveland Cavaliers are better than the Brooklyn Nets right now. Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell are top 10 hardest players in the league to guard one-on-one. They're also anchored by 3 top 10 defensive players in the league, Allen, Mobley, and Okoro. So who the fuck knows? I'm happy for Donovan Mitchell, despite him. Another great episode when he came on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. This was like 2 months into his NBA season. He just found out he was going to be in the dunk contest. Me, the Gringo Mandingo, me, the Disruptive Warrior, I gave him advice. He said, go out there and win it. Don't be too cool for school. Break a sweat. Be proud that you're in the NBA dunk contest. Nothing to not be proud of. It's something to be super fucking proud of. He took my advice and did what? He did what? He won the fucking NBA dunk contest. The rest is history. I mean, the Cavs 2 weeks ago were plus 10,000 to win it all, to win the NBA championship in Vegas, and now they're plus 3,200. They improved. Listen, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to make it to the fucking finals. I'm not even saying the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But they're going to be a very, very formidable team. I'm happy that the NBA is coming back soon. Yo, the NBA is coming back soon, people. The NBA starts in October. The NBA is and always will be fantastic. The league is wide open. NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, playoffs. This is a great time of the year for a sports-loving fan like myself. College football. Then we got college basketball. U.S. Open's happening right now. We do it all at Captain Picks. Win money with us. A group of winners. CaptainPicksDiggity.com. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What else is going on? Oh, huge news. Huge news in the world of stick men, in the stick man universe. The greatest stick man of all time, Leonardo DiCaprio, has broken up with his most recent girlfriend, who I don't know who she is or what she did or was she's a model. Of course she's a fucking model. Camilla something or other. And unfortunately, 47-year-old Leonardo, listen, nobody escapes a little shit-talking. I have no problem with it, but they were going after the greatest stick man of all time because apparently, publicly, he has never dated a girl over 25 years old. Is this a problem? Does he have a problem? I don't think so. I understand it. This dude has been so famous for so long. First of all, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you could, the list of women that Leonardo has been with, Tom Brady's current wife, Gisele Bündchen, He was dating her when she was 20. He was, I think, 18 at the time, which is, that's fine. That's work. Bar Raffaelli. He dated her up until she was 25. Blake Lively. Oh, my God. Just those three alone. Just those three alone. This chick, Camilla, these other models. I don't even know who these people are. You just look at pictures and you're like, God damn. And these are the ones we know about. This is the work that Leonardo has done publicly. The private work is where you really, really, really get the numbers up and you get that reputation for being a great stickman. But Leonardo DiCaprio, who is currently 47 years old. Leo is 47 years old, fucking with these 25-year-old chicks. Let me tell you something. What's he supposed to do? Go to Chase Bank and pick up the teller? He's fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. Listen, I'm not saying he has a tough life, but he's a prisoner. He's a prisoner of fame. That motherfucker can't go anywhere. He likes the ladies. The ladies like him. He's a good fucking dude. I am telling you, this is a good dude. You cannot be that famous for that long and nobody has anything bad to say about you except for you like young snapper. I'm sorry. And he was dating this chick for three. They were dating. He's trying his best. This particular relationship just didn't work out. Now he's back. He's back. You hear the fucking Jaws music. The great white shark, the biggest, most dangerous shark in the stick man community is back. He's single. He's ready to mingle. He's back on them streets. Nobody does it like Leonardo DiCaprio. He was with this girl, Camilla, whatever the fuck her last name is. He was out posting pictures with her, on vacation with her, with his fucking dad bod looking like shit on the beach. He's like, yo, I'm trying to settle down. This is his version of settling down. It's not easy being that fucking famous. It's not, yo, they're throwing themselves at Leonardo. He tried. He fucking tried. It didn't work out. You hear the Jaws music. He's back on them streets. Dunna, dunna, dunna. Dunna, 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 dunna. What can I say? I know this dude. This is a good fucking dude. This is a solid fucking dude. If the worst thing you could say about Leonardo DiCaprio is that the young ladies love him and he loves the young ladies, even when he's being monogamous, go fuck yourself, you jealous player hater. If you could do it, you'd be doing it too. When women do it, when Madonna's dating 23-year-old people, the ladies go, he's our fucking guy. You ain't gonna get a bad word out of me about Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm telling you, this guy's a fucking solid, good fucking dude. And that's the worst thing they say is that he likes the ladies. But he's back on the streets. There's the fucking Jaws music again. He's back on the fucking streets. Anyway, I'm done. Came Saw Disrupted. Come see me live in Atlanta next week, the 8th, 9th, and the 10th at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. Come see me the following weekend in Baltimore, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Tickets are available at michaelrapportcomedy.com. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Have a safe Labor Day weekend. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast, museum quality podcasting. Always Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real funky. This right here is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, pro. probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.